Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Thanks so much for listening. For all of you guys who don't know me out there, my name's Dr. K. Durayraj, and I'm a facial plastic surgeon and beauty specialist. I specialize in faces, and I'm located in gorgeous Southern California in Pasadena. Come and visit me by the Rose Bowl. And I'm here to teach you all about the science of vibrant, sexy skin at every age. Today on the podcast, we have Office Talk, and we've invited rocker Ash Costello to be with us.
This is my second time on the podcast.
That's right.
That's like the first time we had a needle in my cheek the whole time, and I didn't feel it.
Well, this time we're going to have a needle in your jawline and chin.
I get so scared. Is there enough numbing cream?
There's
here?
Enough numbing cream.
Okay, I've never done the chin before, so I get all ooh.
And then say hi to my gorgeous staff, my amazing staff, Omar Baker,
who's a big cutie pie.
Big cutie pie. 11th grade Omar, who's skipping high school senior year to go to USC.
Fight on,
Trojans. Amazing nurse pal.
Hi, everyone.
So happy to have you guys, and we're going to do Instagram Live and podcasting, because why not? We multitask. Mm-hmm. And that's Ash, so you're true. A great role model to your rocker girls who
Thank
love you.
You.
How many followers do you have? She's like a
I'm coming
bazillion.
Up to half a million soon.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, because I just feels like yesterday I just started the Instagram thing, and it really has changed my life.
It has.
Yeah,
and
Instagram's changed my life.
You are so dedicated. I feel like you respond to each and every comment.
I try to. Almost. I don't know how I find the time, but if you're out there and you're watching, you know me, like send in questions, and Omar, if you see a question, we'll totally answer it.
But with no further ado, let's talk about you and your face
okay.
and what people want to hear about. So we just did a cheek injection. One of Ash's cheeks is lifted, sculpted, and contoured. And the other looks relatively heavier and more full around the mouth. Does
yes.
everyone see that?
I'm
yes.
Italian, and every woman in my family has the Italian cheeks, very big cheeks. And it's something I've always felt self-conscious about, so something I've been working on over the past 10 years, and cheek filler definitely, it looks a lot better on this side right now.
Yeah, it looks so gorgeous. And I think we're all our own worst critics, because everybody watching thinks you look very gorgeous and glamorous.
Thanks.
Right? Right, kids? I want to do some jawline filler because of this heaviness around the mouth. This bothers all people because as we age, the fat pad of the cheek falls down mm-hmm. and we get this area called the jowl, the J-O-W-L, jowl.
My worst enemy.
Nobody likes the jowl. And it's a patch of fat. We can literally melt this with Kybella, the fat melting enzyme. It does swell. The alternative is, in addition to melting fat, I love to do a jawline contour, like sculpt and contour that area. So I'm going to use Radius, which is a 1.5 year filler. It lasts 12 to 18 months. This is a collagen biostimulator, and I have a great technique where I just kind of pull the jawline backwards and improve the angle of the jaw right there. All of us, as we age, we get two little annoying areas in the jawbone.
Yep.
Right here, we call that the pre-jowl sulcus. And right back here. And both of these areas require a little touch of filler. If you're someone who's super thin or you have osteoporosis in your family, please pay attention to your calcium intake, because you will get thinning of your angle of your jaw and your mandible. And you need to treat that, because otherwise these depressions make your skin look saggy right in here. So when I'm filling them, I get this nice, beautiful contouring in a much more straight line. So very Angelina Jolie right there, right? Who has questions? Anybody so far tuning in?
Well, I want to chime in.
Yes.
I think the reason it's hard to talk while you do that.
1, 2, 3, a little quick pinch. Okay, now you can talk.
That didn't hurt at all. I think why I'm a fun person to watch get fillers is because even though I'm covered in tattoos, I'm kind of a baby when it comes to pain. So I've had a lot of friends ask me about what I do, and they're afraid to come here because they're afraid it's going to hurt. Like my girlfriend Angie kept asking me, she came in here and saw you,
yeah.
beautiful girl, but she was so afraid her under eyes would hurt her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just the perfect poster child for it. If you're afraid of pain, it doesn't hurt. Because right before we started filming, I was freaking out again.
Yes, she was very nervous about the pain.
I'm always
she's
is
got
there
Nurse Val
money?
Here. You can squeeze her hand.
Here.
Yeah. You got Nurse Val, we got ice, we have a nice ice roller. Sometimes you'll have a little bit of oozing with these fillers. Very rare to bruise too significantly, but maybe one out of three people can get a little bruise. So that's why I was holding my finger right here.
Different. Depends on their lifestyle and what supplements they take. That has a big
factor. Yeah.
How much you bleed.
You know, I did a holistic pill one time when I had my nose done, and I didn't bruise at all.
That's
not even a little bit. You can get it at any GNC or Vitamin World, and it comes in a little blue vial, and they have a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, we have those. That's called Arnica. Arnica
Montana.
But
they look like the little pellets?
Little pellets, and that's a good homeopathic remedy. So if you're someone who's getting a filler done or you're worried about your lip swelling, bruising, definitely stop aspirin, Advil, Motrin, and vitamin E and fish oils the week prior, right? And then what supplements do you recommend, Belle?
To take prior to?
Yeah.
Just the Arnica, increase their intake of pineapple because that does have bromelain in it that does help with healing and bruising.
Definitely. So bromelain is good, and then Arnica helps a lot because it metabolizes bruising faster, and ice is very beneficial. We're going to give you the ice roller, so you go ahead and ice that right over here, right along that cheek, okay? So cheek injections are very popular, and I think that they are so important because every single face is going to have issues with gravity pulling down the fat pads of the cheek and deflation of the fat pads and sagging and drooping. That's our destiny. Mother Nature has made our faces to do that. Starting in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, that happens. And some of us, even as early as in our 20s. Starting in your 20s, you lose about 5 cc's of facial volume per year. That's insane. Isn't that insane?
For me, it was 20s.
Yeah. And then
do you have some questions?
Yeah, some questions. Let's hear it.
Okay, so one of the questions was, how long does it last? Most of the fillers that we do here in the office are about 1 year, marketed for about 1 year, but people usually come back between six and 12 months for 1 year fillers to do touch-ups, and for longer lasting fillers, usually between 12 and 18 months to make sure that they stay looking good. Another question was, does the collagen pill work?
Oh, good question. Yeah, no, I wish there was a great collagen pill that worked.
I wanted that today too when I saw it at Target.
Yeah,
I almost bought it, but I was like, it's too easy.
There is some reality to the truth that if you take excess collagen, your body digests collagen in your stomach. It's a protein. It gets broken down. But if you have enough surplus collagen, it has to be type 1 and type 3 collagen. That does spill over into extra building blocks of collagen in your bloodstream. So there are a few studies of a few brands that are beneficial, but I haven't actually done a full podcast on that yet because I'm still researching that myself, and I don't like fake science where people just tell you that buy these vitamins, they're going to work, because generally speaking, the vast majority on the market, they don't work. They just kind of need to digest the majority of that collagen. So for now, the jury's still out on that. But in the future, I know, if only I could just eat.
If only it was just a pill.
Just eat, and have a really nice full face. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You'll have a full face, just not the full nice looking type of face you want.
It'll be a full chubby face. So jawline filler is a whole nother topic of conversation. So a couple other points I wanted to make about the cheeks. So cheeks are responsible for up to 70% of your facial beauty. And for me, if someone comes in and says, well, their lower face bothers them, I actually will almost always want to work on their cheeks first.
That was the first thing you said to me about that.
Right? That's the first thing we said. And Val, don't you think that's the case, like, more often
it
than
is.
Not?
Most of the time when they're coming in and saying that this portion bothers them, like, most of the time it's the nasal labial folds that people are noticing because they're waking up, you know, after years of sleeping on their face, they're starting to notice that I just woke up, faces sticking with them all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they want that addressed, and it's usually because you're smashing your cheeks.
I have a question about that, because I'm a face sleeper.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is that bad?
That
I was
going to
say, does that actually make a difference?
Oh, yeah, it really
huge.
Does.
Huge, yeah.
It really does.
Well, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, nine times out of ten.
I'll never do that again.
I mean, I can almost always look at someone and know which side of the face they sleep on, because you actually get sleep lines, sleep creases, and loss of facial fat on that side. Mm-hmm. So
can you tell on my face?
Well, now that I fixed this side, it's a little hard.
Okay.
However, It's generally your problem side. Like this side does feel like the heavier side.
That's my side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, remember, imagine your face. If my hand is the pillow and your face is going like this all day, there's a reason why this part of the cheek is flat. That's where the pillow
is. I'm never going to do that again. I swear to God, yeah. I'm not
going to. It's so hard. I've been trying to, like, ever since we had that discussion the first time I was here, I was like, oh, no, I'm not sleeping on my face anymore. But, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like,
as long as my eyelids are closed.
I just need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I need to wake up in 4 hours.
I mean, it's hard because sleep itself is so important. We're so sleep deprived. I want everyone to realize that the only time your skin has to repair and regenerate and grow collagen is at night. So the vast majority of your skin restorative functions are at night, not in the daytime.
So that's the term beauty sleep is actually
real. The term beauty sleep
real.
Is so real. Mm-hmm. And that's when the metabolic system of the skin turns on its regeneration capacity. And that's why we use really good night creams. That's why we use stem cell growth factors at night. So definitely get your sleep, get your water content, and do not sleep on your face, please. Sleep on your back.
Wow.
Sleep on your back, all the time on your back.
I'm really going to start sleeping on my back starting tonight.
Yes, and if you haven't been using a good night cream, moisturizer, stem cell growth factors, and Retin-A every single night at bedtime over age 30, you really should. You should invest in your face.
Can you tell me more about Retin-A?
Yes, let's talk about Retin-A. Retin-A is one of my staple products. So Retin-A is a vitamin A derivative, and Retin-A is it's the actual only studied cosmeceutical ingredient that stimulates collagen to be produced. So those of us that are smart over 30, we start using Retin-A every night at bedtime. A pea-sized amount is plenty, so you take a little pea of Retin-A, you mix that with a quarter-sized moisturizer, and then you do your whole face with that.
I'll definitely need to get some today.
Yeah, you can try my Diamond Line Refine. That's the best one out there. I love it the best because it's not harsh, drying, peeling, and irritating. Many Retin-As are. Lots of us have bought Retin-A in Tijuana or the prescription variety at the drugstore.
I have seen the name on Amazon.
You have, yes.
Are we not liking anything on Amazon?
I mean, you can see you'll see retinoic acid and retinol.
Retinol, that's what I saw on Amazon, yes.
Right. Retinol is even an oil of Olay. That's a form of Retin-A. It's not true Retin-A, and it's not the strong one. So you definitely need to be careful what you're getting and use really pharmaceutical doctor strength ingredients. But the things that Retin-A does, it shrinks your pore size. It prevents fine lines and wrinkles. It helps exfoliate dullness because dull skin sits on the surface and just gives you that dull appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps fine lines and wrinkles literally go away. The deeper ones diminish. So if you use Retin-A regularly, you just improve your elasticity and you don't get grandma skin. And my mom gets mad when I say this.
Grandma skin.
I said this the other day and she DM'd me that, hey, my skin is nice.
Her skin really is.
Her skin is better than
mine. While we're talking about skin, yes. I've been considering doing peels.
Another syringe, yes.
But I don't know much about it. And I was
going to
ask you.
Okay, wait, I want you to like this cheek. Now take a look at how pretty that cheek looks, sculpted and lifted. How do you like that?
Oh my gosh, I look awake.
Yeah,
I look awake. I look like I haven't slept on my face every day for my entire life right now.
I like how when I do cheeks, the attention comes up to the eyes versus when people come in here, they feel like heavy and full around their lower face.
I
but
felt
when
very
they leave,
heavy.
They kind of feel lifted and all the attention is focused at the eyes, so that's nice. Any other questions coming in?
We have a question. How long before you should start seeing results by using Retin-A?
Really very quickly, within the first 2 weeks, even within 1 week, you'll see some brightness and improved texture of the skin. And
I feel awake. Sorry, I'm
you
just
feel
like
awake.
Looking like I
yeah.
feel like I look awake.
She's admiring her face.
Sorry.
So you can see Retin-A results very quickly. But remember to use it gradually. If I tell you a pea size is good, some people will be like, okay, I'm going to put one pea, two peas, three peas.
That would be me.
Yeah. That'll make you raw, red, and irritated, so
yes,
please don't.
Bumps that just, it hurts, it's irritating. Then it kind of turns people off to wanting to do the Retin-A.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's something I would do. That's totally me.
Yeah, so it's patience. It takes about 3 weeks to acclimate to Retin-A, and you can expect a little extra dryness, but just stick with it because it gets better. And then good Retin-As like mine don't make you extra dry. We're going to work on jawline now. So a little quick pinch. Are you feeling anything there?
Actually, no.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just going to do a little sculpting. We can see that she has some excess skin here, and tightening it really helps to improve that angle and contour. When we first put the filler in there, it kind of seems like a little bulge. But within about 2 weeks, that integrates. I mean, within a month, it fully integrates with your skin, so it really just looks like your own face. And even when you leave here, it looks like your own face. And here again, we have this depression, so this pre-gel sulcus, this little divot near the posterior aspect of the mandible. Those are also areas where aging changes happen, and if we don't treat it, it turns into a jowl. So I'm going to give her a little shot of filler to help fill the jowl right in there. If you have a lot of excess skin in your cheek and jawline, and you constantly are standing in the mirror like this, pulling backwards, and you're a candidate for a little facelift, neck lift, mini lift.
I do that a lot.
That's you. Yeah, but you obsess for no reason. You're gorgeous. You're too young.
Thank you, Dr. Knight. Thank you.
You want a doctor who tells you, snap out of it.
Yes, so you want an honest doctor.
Yes. I mean, I could easily sign you up for surgery, but if you start operating too soon, you end up looking very freakish by the time you're in your 50s and 60s. You don't want that. You want to age like a fine wine, right?
Yes, and I've seen the too many faceless person. We've all seen those. Yeah. And it's scary. It looks very unnatural.
It does, yeah. So there's a goal of just replacing natural facial volume loss. I think it should be every 6 months that you should do fillers. These fillers that last for 2 years, that's great that the filler lasts for 2 years, but in reality, they kind of melt down and you have a soft version of that firm gel. So after about 6 to 9 months, almost every filler kind of softens and flattens.
So when should I come back?
You should come back in six months or so.
You know, I'll be back before then because I love it here.
But that's a really important point because your filler is going to look good. Surrounding skin will change. So even if you know, every 6 months we may not retreat this, but you'll come back and we'll work on this or work on different areas as they age. So remember, your face is a project.
Out of all the fillers I've ever done, pain level wise, right here hurt the least. It was like nothing.
The nasal folds.
Yeah, and I think that's scary for some people, you know, especially if you've never done it before.
And tell us all the fillers you've done.
I've been doing Botox for a long time. I've done my cheeks twice now. I can't remember how many times I've done my lips. On and off for a couple of years, maybe 2 years.
I know I've done them last
time. I've only ever gone to Dr. K except the first time I went to a doctor. I won't name, so I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I wasn't happy. And ever since then, I've been just coming here, and I haven't gone anywhere else.
Great.
Wait, what else?
You've done under eyes.
Under eyes.
So Botox.
I've never done my jaw before till
under eyes, cheeks.
Today.
Oh, today's the first time?
I've never done fillers in my jaw.
So excited. So it wasn't bad, right?
No.
Not bad at all. Well, there you have it. That's our podcast and our Insta Live for the day. And I just want to thank Ash Costello for coming in.
Thank you.
Where should my followers find you if they're interested to check
you
out?
If you don't know who I am and you like metal music, my name's Ash Costello on Instagram. So come check out my music and be my friend. I like to respond to everybody. And if you have any questions that you want to ask about fillers or anything like that, I'm happy to answer them on my page too. So
perfect. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and my website is the same name. And I'd love it if you subscribe to our podcast and our YouTube channel. So send me some questions and I'm happy to answer them. Send us a review so we can know how we're doing. And you've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I hope you'll tune into our 5-Minute Fridays to get skincare tips. And Tuesdays, we do fun, long podcasts with all the starlets, VIPs, and amazing boss girls that come through this office. All right. Rock on. Stay beautiful, guys.